International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Acts 16:6-7. And they passed through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. The move of the Apostle Paul and his co-workers for the spread of the gospel was not according to their decision and preference or according to any schedule made by human counsel, but by the Holy Spirit according to God's counsel. They intended to speak the word in Asia, but the Holy Spirit forbade them. Forbidding is also a part of the Holy Spirit's leading. The Holy Spirit's forbidding and the Spirit of Jesus not allowing indicated that Paul and his co-workers should go directly forward. If we look at a map, we will see that such a forward direction would be toward Eastern Europe, in particular, toward Macedonia and Achaia. Paul, however, did not have the thought of going there. This made it necessary for the Lord to give him a vision during the night, and in this vision a Macedonian call came to Paul. Today's reading. We need to pay careful attention to two divine titles in Acts 16:6 and 7, the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in the preceding verse are used interchangeably, revealing that the Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a general title of the Spirit of God in the New Testament. The Spirit of Jesus is a particular expression concerning the Spirit of God and refers to the Spirit of the incarnated Savior who, as Jesus in his humanity, passed through human living and death on the cross. This indicates that in the Spirit of Jesus there is not only the divine element of God but also the human element of Jesus and the elements of his human living and his suffering of death as well. Such an all-inclusive spirit was needed for the apostles' preaching ministry, a ministry of suffering among human beings and for human beings in the human life. The title the Holy Spirit was used for the first time at the time of the conception of the Lord Jesus. It was when the time came to prepare the way for Christ's coming and to prepare a human body for him to initiate the New Testament dispensation that the term the Holy Spirit came into use. Hence, according to the principle of first mention, the Holy Spirit is related to Christ's incarnation and birth. In Acts 16:7 Luke turns from the Holy Spirit to the Spirit of Jesus. As a man, Jesus was first living a human life and then was crucified and resurrected, and he ascended to the heavens and has been made Lord and Christ. The Holy Spirit involves only the incarnation and birth of the Lord Jesus, but the Spirit of Jesus involves his humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension. In Acts 16 we see that the move of the apostles in their evangelistic work was strictly speaking not by the Spirit of God. Rather, it was by the Holy Spirit, who was involved with the Lord's incarnation and birth, and by the Spirit of Jesus, who was involved with the Lord's humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension. In Acts 16 there is no mention of the Spirit of God or of the Spirit of Jehovah. Instead, we are told that Paul and his co-workers were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia and were not allowed by the Spirit of Jesus to go into Bithynia. The fact that Luke speaks of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus indicates that the evangelistic work of the apostles was a new move in God's New Testament economy. God's New Testament economy is carried out through the Lord's incarnation, humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension. The Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus include these matters. When we have this Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus, we have Christ in his incarnation, in his humanity and human living, and in his death, resurrection, and ascension. This is the end of today's morning revival.